All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're always privileged to be joined in studio by bands, especially when they make the treacherous trip down from Los Angeles. So thank you guys for being here. Hot MT in studio, Spooky and Ash. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. This means a lot to us that you'd come in. I know we had like a critical failure of files and therefore couldn't play live, but we're going to get it together regardless.
This modern world can be terrifying, but we're keeping it together, you know?
Right on.
Just files flying everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a very like evolved sound. There's a lot going on electronically in your music. So if you lose a file or a beat or whatever, I imagine it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. We just decided to talk about the songs and play them today instead of actually playing them because that's something that's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, that works for us. And we will mention you are going on tour. There is a chance to see you live. And we'll just say now you've got a show at your collective, which is called...
We're called Non Plus Ultra.
Non Plus Ultra. And that happens on May the 4th.
Correct.
Yeah, that's going to be with Doom Trip, who put out this album. We're going to be playing with a couple other bands. But that'll be May the 4th. Really looking forward to that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So the new record's out. It's called Earth on Heaven.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? I keep accidentally almost saying it the correct way and not the way.
Yeah.
So tell us, does it have like an overall theme or idea or something you guys were going for with this release?
Yeah. So the title Earth on Heaven actually comes from the I Ching, which is a Taoist book there's an entry called Earth on Heaven. It's basically a...
It means harmony.
Yeah.
Like
and the
idea,
to put it really simply, not get lost and trip over my words, which I'm already doing, to put it really simply, it's the idea of the bigger portion, which is heaven, supporting the maybe lighter and weaker earth instead of the idea of like earth descending or of heaven descending onto earth.
Yeah, if you think of two things stacked, like if earth is on heaven versus heaven on earth, if heaven is above the earth, it can just sort of dissipate and float upward. But if earth is supported by heaven, then basically it's the weak being supported by the strong, and that's the way it should be. You know,
okay.
That's the way society should be. It's the way everything should be. If
yeah,
it was perfect.
And
utopia.
It, like you said, it's also called harmony. So this album is just the two of us, which our previous album, Alternate Universe, was so many people.
Okay.
And
yeah, that the last album was made over several like incarnations of the band. There were all these member changes and just different variations of like players throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But this one was just us. We did it pretty quickly in like a week in a beach house in
really?
Canada,
yeah.
At my grandparents' house. Yeah.
Cool.
And it just has sort of an opposite creative process.
I think. And I read that some of the actual ambient sounds of that beach house, like the outdoors, the birds,
yeah.
the ocean, made it onto the record.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. That was sort of a goal of ours. We wanted to record outside as much as possible. So there's a video coming out very soon. Another video from the album. We already released one for Angel, but there's another one that sort of shows us recording outside. It's a kind of behind the scenes documentary of us doing like tracking the album.
Cool.
Yeah.
And does Angel also have some of the same ideas that come down from that Taoist philosophy that you just mentioned?
Yeah, yeah. So the video, we built this revolving set, and it's all shot at Nonplus. Spooky engineered these triangle pillars that we hung from the ceiling and that spin.
Yeah.
And so on the three sides, you have a white face, a black one, and then a landscape, which I painted really fast in like 5 hours.
Turned out really good though.
And there's the idea of harmony in not being just, not getting rid of one thing. So like the song Angel in the video, the prayer in the center of it is like I wanted it to be naive and just like oversimplifying this wanting to be perfect and perfectionism and just like get rid of all the bad things about me. I just want to be like this one way. And it's supposed to be kind of dumb and simple because I don't actually think that's true. I think that's a kind of an incorrect or a dangerous idea.
Yeah.
So the harmony is taking the bad and the good, combining it to make this world that we're in.
So do you feel like, and the video's out, it's really cool, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you feel like that it comes across? Like, do you feel people are going to be like, all right, I see it, I get it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think it helps to be able to come on to things like this and explain a little bit and like be able to explain things over social media and like be able to talk about. I like talking about our work because I think it can be confusing sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's conceptual and we don't explain it thoroughly because we sort of like people to conclude things for themselves. Right. Maybe somebody else will come up with a different idea of what the video means to them and that makes more sense.
Sure. You know? Well, that is the video that's out. It's called Angel off Hot MT's new record, Earth on Heaven. We're going to play it now, and then we'll come back and chat a little more after that.
Cool.
So thanks, guys, for being here. Here we go.
Thank you.
Again, that's the new lead single from Hot MT's record, Earth on Heaven. And that is song is called Angel. We've got both of them in studio right now, Spooky and Ash. How are you guys?
Hey, guys.
Good.
That was cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
For sure.
So we were talking a little bit about what that song's about and how you guys made the video completely on your own. You edited it. You shot it. You conceptualized it. You built the set. You painted what's in the set.
I wouldn't go so far to say it's completely on our own. We had some friends spinning the set pieces. All and our friend Drew shot it for us. But yeah. We
shout out to Drew and the set spinners.
And shout out to On The Mark. They're a rental house that we both have worked for in the past. And we just called in a favor to get the gear.
Yeah. Hookup. They're the sweetest people.
But in addition to your own band, it sounds like you're also lending your talents to a lot of other artists and musicians through your collective.
Yeah, we try and just facilitate music constantly. You know, we record every show and we just want to be a safe place for people to have a really great show.
Cool. And then I wanted to mention, so your great-grandfather wrote a book and was a, what's it called?
It's called...
The book is called The Spirit Speaks.
Okay. I mean the Secret Society.
The Secret Society is the Rosicrucians. Yes. He's part of the Rosicrucians.
Okay.
Part of the Rosicrucians, and he was also an Anglican priest. And what he was writing about was psychic phenomenon within Christianity.
Psychic abilities. basically, yeah, stemming from spirituality.
Which was not really smiled upon at the time.
Sure.
Yeah. It still really isn't.
And we were recording this album up at my grandparents' house in Canada, and I came across this book, and I never even knew that he had written this book. So I was reading through it, found some really interesting passages, and the song sort of sparked from there.
Wow.
At least lyrically.
Does this gain you entrance into the Rosicrucians if you would like to join?
If they're listening now.
They're always listening.
I think we have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, you probably do.
We don't have.
It's too bad. I feel like by blood, you should be
if
in.
If it's a free membership, I'm down.
You've also used some of their words in your music. That should get you somewhere.
That should.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Put it
cool.
on the application.
I will.
That's the website.
I know you guys go by Hot MT, but there's like a bigger name for the band. Do you still use that?
We do. Yeah. It's Hour of the Time Majesty 12. And that comes from a radio program that we were really into when we first started the band called Hour of the Time. It was a shortwave program from the 90s about conspiracy theories, hosted by a man named Bill Cooper, who's pretty much a legend in that field.
Mm-hmm. And the main conspiracy that he talked about was the Majesty 12, which is basically this sort of governmental society that hides the truth by providing more stories of UFOs and phenomena to sort of disguise what is actually there. You add more on top of it to make it hard to understand what's real.
I imagine it must be so hard to get the things you guys are interested in into your music because it's so much.
That was kind of one of the name is hard for me because I think the ethos of it is still there, but we've grown so much since starting and we've changed so much. It's just like, okay, well, that's the name. It was a starting point. I don't think that we really refer to any of this stuff in the music that we make now, other than the idea that we're pursuing a truth.
The fundamental ethos is always there with Hour of the Time, which is just like, nobody should have control over anybody else. And you should find out what's true for yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, yeah, you guys have evolved a lot. You mentioned you were a little angsty in your last record.
Yeah.
Little expletive filled. And this new one is clean and soulful.
No swears.
That is interesting to think about. I didn't realize that until we just talked about it. But yeah, when I think back of where we were during Alternate Universe, we were living in a space that had no windows. We were dealing with member changes and losing friends and losing our living situation. It was a very dramatic time,
definitely.
And I think that's why we wanted to include so many people as possible, is because we were just trying to hold everything together. And within that expression, there's definitely like a lot of explicit stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to me that the next song we're going to play has a very simple title, but it must not have a simple backbone, which is California Sunset.
Yes.
So tell us about that before we play it.
Ah, California Sunset. I think conceptually this song doesn't have a lot of forethought going into it, but when I think about it on the back end after like having created it, I wanted to capture more of a feeling of looking at, like, you are looking at the sunset, the sun is going down, you have these feelings of like kind of coming to terms with loss and you're coming to terms with the end of the day and you're kind of turning into a ghost. I talk about like, I heard a voice, but nobody was talking. I said something, but nobody heard me. It's like you're in this world, but you're not really able to interact because it's all changing and you just can just only watch the sun go down.
Cool. Let's hear that one now. Hot MT live in studio with us. Here's their song, California Sunset.
My head.
Yeah, again, that's California Sunset from the band Hot MT. Spooky and Ash from the group are in studio right now. I believe those are their real names.
Correct.
Yep, got it. And we're really glad to have you guys presenting this music to us today. The new record is out. It's called Earth on Heaven. And finally, I just like, would you guys tell people how to get it, what best supports you? You know, how do you want people to find you and pick up your music?
So we put a cassette tape out with Doom Trip, which is our buddy cool. Zach's label. And you can pick up a cassette tape from his Bandcamp page, which is just doomtriprecords.bandcamp.com.
Cool.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go. If you get a cassette, you get a download code. So you get digital files as well.
Yeah, and you get a physical little manifestation of it that exists as long as, you know, the material is in this physical realm.
Yeah, basically. And everything that we put out is, like, we touched on this earlier, but it's all completely made by us. So I did the art. We obviously recorded the songs, did everything. Zach, who's very close to our heart, is helping us put it all out on his album, or his label, and... yeah, so getting that tape is like, you got a little piece of us. We have our hands all over it.
I think that's really cool. Yeah. It makes you guys really special. I mean, from front to back, you did everything, you know, with some help of some set spinners and a couple other people.
Thanks, Tyler.
You know, you made it happen.
And if you want to stream, we're on Spotify as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, and the band is spelled Hot, H-O-T-T space M-T.
Yeah.
Right. Hot M-T. Right. Just wanted to say that.
Hour of the Time, Majesty 12.
Yeah, hopefully they'll remember that as well.
Unfortunately, we're the only band with
that. Yeah, I'd say so. And then finally, you're going on a little tour. It's going to finish back in L.A. at Nonplus Ultra, mm-hmm. which, where is that and when's that show going to happen?
It's the show is happening on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Indeed.
Always. And it's at... the Nonplus Ultra new facility, which is in Chinatown. It's kind of a secret location, so you have to sort of DM us or somebody that knows where it is.
Cool. Yeah,
so we're not going to tell over the air.
So just follow us on any social, and we'll be posting
follow
the address.
You guys?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're on Instagram. You can find us.
As I'm sure everybody knows, it's not the easiest thing to be doing a DIY venue right now, especially after Ghost Ship. So we're working on getting all the permitting and stuff, but we still have to like operate to get... like cover costs in the meantime.
Right.
But yeah, hit us up and come by. We have a store there. You can come, you know, pick up a copy of the tape there as well.
So yeah, you can find out where it is. We're just not going to tell you right now.
I mean, that made it 100 times cooler.
Yeah,
you guys know.
Yeah. You have to ask.
Really cool. All right. Spooky Ash, the band is Hot MT. We thank you guys very much for your time today.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
All right. Really appreciate
it.
KX 93.5.